We made a major announcement, Kev.
You did?
At the start of the show.
Very exciting.
That we're giving away a deck from Archideck of Chicagoland, constructed by TimberTech. It's a 12 by 16 foot rectangular deck. And no deck is complete without a place to sit. So the prize package includes a 3-piece cushion sectional with a fire pit table from American Sail and their Bella collection, and also a Weber Spirit 2 Series gas grill from Weber.
Can't beat it.
Oh, my gosh.
Like that exact grill.
That's like,
and I love it.
Because thousands of dollars worth of stuff you can get. All you got to do is go to WGNradio.com/contests. You upload a picture of your current backyard that needs a makeover, and you get decked out for the summer. You could get decked out for the summer. One lucky contestant.
I've heard about the legendary Rokan parties, and on his Archideck, you could have your own parties.
Yeah,
your own.
That's a nice way of putting it. Thank you, Kim. Yes. Thank you for the plug. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. This is one of my favorite guys on the planet Earth. Chaz Palminteri is joining us right now on the Super Celebrity Hotline, and that really is a super celebrity. So rarely does that happen. A Bronx Tale, which is, I think, Chaz, we've talked about this before, but I always have to mention this when I see you, which is I knew a guy, once he got out of jail, he used to be in the outfit, as we like to say here in Chicago, and I got to know him through, you know, talk shows, and he wrote a book and stuff. And I said to him, you know, I said, well, what's your favorite movie? What's the movie that you think best encapsulates what that experience is like? And he said, without question, A Bronx Tale. Because A Bronx Tale tells the real story about how seductive that kind of a life can be. And you see it not just in, you know, in like, you know, the organized crime from Europe or from Italy, but you see it in gangs too. You see how guys who are flashing money and living their lives are able to seduce these young kids who are at risk of you know, falling for it. Amazing stuff.
Yeah, it's very true. You know, but the thing that's different about Bronx Tale, and I think that's why it's lasted for 30 years, is that Sonny tells the boy the same exact advice that the father does. The same exact advice. You know, Sonny doesn't want the boy to be in organized crime. He doesn't want the boy involved. He wants the boy to get out of the neighborhood and really go to college and get out and live a good life. And that's what makes Bronx Tale so different. It's not about black and white. It's about gray and gray, where the boy takes the best of the father, the best of Sonny, and he becomes his own man, you see.
Yeah, that's a brilliant thing. Now, he brought it to the stage, and to great success as well. I mean, it's very rare that you know, great films can make that transition. What do you account for?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's the first time I'm going to be in the Guinness Book of Records that it's ever been done where the actor was in the play, written the play, the movie, and the musical. First time it's ever been done before where all three were, you know, made into a play, a movie, then a musical. So it's just a great story, you know. It's a great story. It's a coming-of-age tale. It's a cautionary tale. I encourage parents to bring their kids, 12 years old and up, 11, 12, because they see, you know, they can understand about not wasting their life. You know, I have many fathers come over to me and women, parents say, you know, I brought my son to see a film, and he said he wasn't going to waste his life. He's going to study hard, and I want to thank you. And I'm kind of stunned by that when I hear that, you know. And it's just a great tale. It's been around 30 years.
Oh, wow.
And look, you have Alan Menken, 8-time Academy Award winner, who did the music. Glenn Slater, 3-time Tony nominee, did the lyrics. Sergio Trillo, three-time Tony nominee choreographer. Robert De Niro, who directed the movie. Jerry Zaks, who directed the one-man show, 4-time Tony winner, co-directed it. Tommy Mottola, the great producer, the Dodgers. I mean, I just got an A-team of people around me. I wrote the book. So it just works. I mean, people stand up and cheer at the end. They're crying. It's pretty amazing.
So De Niro directed the stage play as well, right?
Yes, he co-directed it with Jerry Zaks.
Wow.
That's correct.
Who knew?
Yeah.
What has that guy ever done?
Well, he's done a few things.
Now, Bronx Tale for me is one of those movies where if it's on TV, you're watching it. You get hooked immediately. Yeah. But, you know, I'm a millennial, and it's, this movie is still one of my all-time favorites. I'm just going to sort of fanboy here. One of my all-time cinematic scenes is the Now You Guys Can't Leave scene. Can you just talk about that scene? Because I love it, and it's almost turned into a... like a social media meme type video. If there's a game on TV and a team's getting a beat down, people post that. Now you guys can't leave.
Exactly. You know, many times when I get on a plane, and when I'm on a plane, and as soon as the door closes, I hear the pilot go, "Now you can't leave." I hear that all the time. You know, when I go into a restaurant, and as I'm walking out, the guy says that to me. I mean, I see people yell that on the street to me. It's just like a lot of my quotes in Bronx Tale have definitely infiltrated the language in America. You know, you hear that all the time. Throw them in the bathroom. I've been mushed. You know, so I'm very flattered by that. You know, I'm very flattered. And that scene there is an actual scene that when I was sitting on the bar and these wise guys did that, you know, Sonny locked the door and looked at them and said, "Now you can't leave." I mean, and I will never forget, you know, the look on their faces, like I say in the movie, especially, that you could tell by their faces they realized that they screwed up. They walked into the wrong bar, you know, and the next minute was just absolute extreme prejudice on them. It was pretty crazy.
All right. So what made you think about making this into a musical? Why? Because Bronx Tale, like you said, you know, play, a movie.
Yeah. Well, it was such a great play and a one-man show. Then the movie came. De Niro saw the one-man show, and that's how we made the movie. And it was just a great story. You know, if you look at it, you know, it's everything. It's there's a part West Side Story, part Guys and Dolls, part Raisin. Everything is there. I mean, all the elements are there. And it was a unique story. Like I said, it wasn't about black and white. It was about gray and gray.
Did you have a sense in your head of what the music would be like for that? And you know, like an Alan Menken.
Well, I knew Alan Menken would be the one. You know, I always said Bronx Tale was a fable. You know, Bronx Tale was a fable. And for me, the guy who writes the greatest fables, even though they are animation, is Alan Menken.
Right.
You know,
all those Disney films.
Beautiful songs and great, you know, great songs, and I just thought he would be the guy, you know, and he read the book that I wrote for the musical. He loved it, and then Glenn Slater came in, and everybody got on board, and it just took it. Look, if you love the play, if you love the movie, the musical takes it even to another level. I was able to really elaborate on the relationship with my father, why my father used to say the saddest thing in life is wasted talent. You know, why Sonny said the things he said to me. You know, so I was able to actually talk about my mom and dad even more in the musical and song. So it's just a terrific movie, a terrific play. It really is. I mean, I guarantee it, you will laugh and you will cry. Guarantee. And you'll want to see it again. You'll definitely want to see it again.
Okay, so A Bronx Tale, the musical, is at the newly minted James M. Niederlander Theater. That is where, I know they don't like when I do this, but I got to do it anyway, because people get confused. They're like, the Niederlander? Where's that? Mm-hmm. That's where the Oriental was. It's on Randolph right there. It's been renamed and spruced up a little bit. And it is, what a great... I mean, that is one of that's the site of the oldest large theater in Chicago, and then it became the. It's just such an historic place to do this, and it is really, really great. And now this thing you'd been on Broadway,
yes,
right, with the musical, and to huge reviews. And now this is a limited engagement here, March 12th through the 24th. So if you want to see this, you got to get your tickets. You're almost sold out, I would imagine, here. So.
Well, we're selling out, so if you want your tickets, you got to get them fast, absolutely.
Yeah.
It'll be one of the great experiences you have in the theater, I guarantee it. I guarantee it. You will want to come back with your kids if you don't bring them the first time and see it again. No question.
And it is for all ages, for sure?
For 12 and up. For all ages.
Got it. All right. Yeah, because you don't want a baby there. That's the worst.
No. I would say 12 and up. Yeah, don't be fair.
That's it, right. And you know what? I'm
not a big theater goer, and I'm going to this.
You have to go. Listen to me. You have to go. You have to.
Hey, I heard that. Can't leave.
That was right.
Now, you'll regret it if you don't go, because you'll miss something really special, yeah. I'm telling you.
Oh man, I'm so it's just one of the great American pieces of work. Just period. It's one of the great pieces of art in American history. So
yeah, I mean, Alfred Hitchcock used to say, "There's only three things you could do to an audience, and if you do two out of three, you got a big hit." He says you can make them laugh, you can make them cry, or you could scare them. Those are the only three things you could do to an audience. And in Bronx Tale, we do all three. We make you laugh, we make you cry, and we scare you. So I mean, it is a piece that you must see.
All right, A Bronx Tale musical. Again, if you want to get tickets, go get them now, and you can do that at, you know, we're all fine. Tickets are sold on the internet. That's the most important thing. And for more information, at BronxTaleTheMusical.com, that's a good place so you can see what's actually, you know, what it looks like and what the video and all that, you know.
Right. What's happening. I do want to tell the people, absolutely come, because there is a little surprise.
Uh-oh.
At the end. I don't want to say what it is. But there is a surprise at the end. And I want to tell all the Chicago people out there, all the Chicagoans, when you come to New York, come to my restaurant, Chaz Palminteri's, one of the best Italian restaurants in the city.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Chaz. Appreciate it, man, as always. All right, thanks, sir.
Bye.
A Bronx Tale, the musical. You can also go to BroadwayInChicago.com, too.
I'm watching that movie this weekend.
It's what, you know, people talk about getting Shawshanked. Shawshank Redemption's on. You got to watch it.
Yeah.
These are one of those movies that fits into that profile. If it's on, you're watching it,
right? Because you and it's De Niro playing against type,
it's
in
legends,
his own way.
Yeah,
I mean, the old
school mob.
The whole thing's it's beautiful.
They do it nice. Like,
yeah,
they do it real nice.
Real nice, like over by there. Hey, let's check in now with Eric Rung. What's happening in the news at the top of the hour?
A judge takes the next steps in reforming the Chicago Police Department. That story coming up at 5 from the WGN Newsroom.